it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Where's my bell?
Thank goodness.
I got a bell.
I don't have any.
Oh,
yeah, you're supposed to just...
There's a bell behind me. Our little stand over there behind you. You have a bell, so you got to ring the bell and really bring in Friday.
Make some noise, Antoine.
Yeah.
That's better. There it is. It's Friday. Ooh. It's the first of the month.
It's the first of love month.
Is it love month? Is that what this is?
I don't know. I imagine some people celebrate, you know, love month. It's February.
Shortest month of the year. That's what we do. Love month. We get it short because love doesn't need 31 whole days. It's 28. I tell you, you know what I'm celebrating today?
What's that?
Now, it's, you know, first of the month. Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's Love Month.
Okay.
It's Super Bowl weekend.
Yep.
I'm celebrating none of those things right this second.
Okay.
I am celebrating the end of dry January for Monica Brooks.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Woo! And I've only had to work with Monica for a week during dry January, and I'm happy for it.
Yep. Woo! It's a horrible existence, isn't it? She's finally through the wire.
It's funny because no one was excited for dry January. No one's like rooting for you with dry January. You know, because really, like none of my friends are like, oh gosh, are you still doing dry January?
Yeah.
Because I get it, because we go out, we're used to, you know, having mimosas or having some kind of Prosecco or something going on. And when it's like, oh, I'll take a Coke Zero, it's just not the same.
No.
It's just not the same.
No, it really isn't. Not that that's not a fine beverage for other times, but no, it's just not. So, thank you. Is this a celebratory weekend? Please tell me you're not going to extend this, because I see this look in your face like you're going to extend this.
Well, during the week, I probably won't have, a lot. Or maybe have a glass. I can have a glass of Prosecco.
Okay.
Champagne.
Okay, good. That's enough. Because I know it just takes one sip on your lips and then
you're good. You're back to it. You're back to it.
Right. All right.
I'm going to try to. Good. Perfect. Yeah. That's all we need. So welcome back to the living here on the K92 Morning Thing. It is Friday.
Feels so good.
Friday, Antoine, is really just, we say this every single Friday.
Right.
It's the best Friday ever, isn't it?
Yes. Every Friday is always better than the last Friday because it took so long to get here.
Right. Because it's today.
Yes,
it is.
It's now.
Last Friday, do you remember what you did?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was like, what happened last Friday?
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
Sure, awesome things happen, but I don't remember because I'm living in the moment.
Exactly.
They always tell you to live in the moment.
You
so we're doing that right now. Antoine, you have been on this show now for 5 straight days.
I have.
Are you exhausted?
Extremely. Naps have now become a part of like my routine. Like my body just shuts down. My body turns off, so I just have to be in a place to where I don't hurt myself or anybody else, but my body just shuts down.
Yeah. And so you have been doing this job, then you're going and you're doing your other job.
Right.
So you are all day, straight through.
Nonstop.
And would you normally, as far as being a nap person, is that something you used to do?
I'm not a big fan of naps.
Okay.
I wake up fuzzy. I'm not a big fan. I just want to keep going until it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Not anymore.
Welcome to naps. Hello.
We are best friends
Occasionally
now.
Occasionally you need a nap.
Yeah.
Welcome to life as fuzzy, because that's the other thing that happens. You're kind of just always fuzzy.
It's like a little haze.
That is the challenge of naps. And I know there's so many people listening, God, I wish I could take a nap. There is the struggle of the nap. And I thought yesterday I sat there on my couch and I had gotten to a point where I was starting to hit that wall. And so I was tired, but I knew that when I take that nap, I'm also going to wake up fuzzy. And sometimes it was a bad idea. I just shouldn't have bothered because
just
I could try
through.
To push through, because otherwise that fuzzy comes in, man.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to like to shake that off.
You can't really shake it off. Mm-mm. It's whenever it decides to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're here.
Yep.
Would you ever consider returning again after this week and all of this fuzziness and exhaustion and all of these things?
Good question.
I got to see how this Friday's going to turn out. See, now I feel like I can see the real Monica today because dry January is over. So now this is really the test. So now I'm testing you guys at this point.
Okay,
shoes on the other foot.
Let's see if we can pass the test.
Man.
We will do it together. The Thang Hacks are on the way, and we love doing them on Friday because they're goofy and they're fun little life hacks. Today, it is all Super Bowl party edition.
Ooh.
So everything has to do with the little hack to hopefully make your Super Bowl party better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever Monica comes up with.
Always right. To help at least one, if you can help one person.
Yeah. I'd right? like to, Monica, did you see our last report card? We did only help one person. I'd like to help more than one person. If we can do that this time, that'd be great.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Ben Affleck, he's out.
He is
he's
out.
He's no yes. longer going to be Batman. Yes. I think he's doing well, by the way, because he was in rehab. He's trying to get his life together.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those situations where we have not heard anything from him lately,
I think that's good.
Which is probably a good thing.
I think that's a great thing.
Right. So he's someone he needs to just lay low, chill.
Because he was messing around with like a Playboy model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's out for Batman, and people are starting to speculate that maybe, just maybe, Nick Jonas is going to slide into that role.
Threw his name out there.
Uh-huh. Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas. But some folks say because he's 26, maybe he's too young and he's too pretty. Is what they're saying.
I could see that.
I had heard. Now, Antoine, you're a superhero guy.
Yes.
Right. were you good? I mean, Nick Jonas is 5'6", so he's also little.
He's a little Batman. He's a miniature Batman.
Well, I mean, with what they do in movies, they can ignore that. But the age thing, the young age thing, really throws it off.
I had heard that the next Batman, though, is going to be a sort of more, not so much an origin story, but it was going to go back a little bit.
Yeah,
kind of as be a younger Batman,
as more of a like flashback. But even like most people know, like when Batman really became Batman. Mm-hmm. So like Nick Jonas could do it for the next movie, but he will really have to age if they want to continue down this, and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, the age is a thing. And you know, he's a little too pretty, I think.
We could hire him to do mornings on this show because this ages the crap out of him. He will look. Give him 1 year.
I got a gray hair. Where?
Everywhere.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
no.
happens. All right, Antoine, you say you do a Batman. So let's. What do you got here?
Good morning. I am Batman from the Morning Thing.
Students like it. Oh, the kids like it.
I put all the video cameras on Antoine. So it's three angles of Antoine right now.
Everything is focused on
me. Yeah, if you tune into the live video, do you think, why are we all looking? Every camera's looking at the same guy. What's going on?
Where is she?
It's Monica, Zach, and Antoine. Right, it's
Antoine. Antoine.
Monica, if you could do your Batman, please, that would be great.
Robin, where are you? This is serious. We have a mission to complete.
Why are you whispering?
He needs that's a... Batman's whisper.
Oh, that's better. There it is. There's the Cookie Monster.
He needs a lozenge.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to...
Because Monica's B is for Batman. That's good enough for me. Yeah.
This is a little bit of that.
Me love Batman. Me gonna get you, Joker.
People are going to be so upset because their favorite Netflix show is going away.
What?
What is it?
Fuller House.
Fuller House.
It's ending with season 5 in the fall.
Aww.
You folks are all about it.
Yeah.
They were talking about how, you know, Full House first aired on ABC back in 1987.
So they're only going to do one more season.
And they're going to get only one more season for Netflix, and they're done.
Wow.
I'm surprised they
made
it.
I'm surprised they made it 5, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would make it that long.
I'm going to tell you right now. Now, you've probably not watched a single episode of it, Antoine, because you're a 35-year-old man. Why would you do such a thing?
I saw all of season 1 in like the first couple episodes of season 2.
There you go.
Okay, so good. You're embarrassing. Welcome. I've seen almost every episode of it because my daughter watches it.
Oh.
And I got to say, it ain't bad.
Oh, because I didn't watch any of it.
I don't mind it. As something that I have to put up with when kids are watching, I'd rather they watch that than idiots playing Minecraft on YouTube. So I'd much rather watch Fuller House.
And the nostalgia, because you probably watched Full House.
I hated that show.
Never mind.
Our original Full House was just, I was a little too old. It was cornball.
Well,
I couldn't take
Full House
it.
Back in the day.
But Fuller House, I don't mind it at all. And I must say, I've got a little bit of a thing for Stephanie. She
grew.
Oh.
She grew up.
She grew up nice.
She grew up. She did.
She was the awkward younger child.
Now
I'm going
to have to Google Stephanie.
She grew up.
So Stephanie. That's why you watch Fuller House.
It is why.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Stephanie Tanner.
I will confess right now that in most of the shows that, in particular, my daughter watches, I look for someone that I think is kind of hot. So, hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
I like me some Jesse.
She's a curvy, hey, Jesse.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's good. There's some show, and then I realize my age, too. There's some show she watches where I'm like, the mom on the show is pretty hot, you know. Yeah. So anyway.
And I see some of the pictures that are popping up of Stephanie Tanner.
She's cute now.
She grew up
Did. She did. Absolutely. K92 Morning Thing. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Wilson in the house on your Friday. That is the throat of Antoine right there.
It was.
There he is.
Yeah, clear it out.
Sorry.
It's your quiet early morning version of DJ Cool. Allow me to please clear my throat.
Very polite.
What you got going on this weekend? You can always text in 52353. There's someone, Nick Jonas, no way as Batman, but they say you can cast him as Robin all day long.
Yeah, he would be a good Robin.
Yes, he would definitely be a good Dick Grayson. Yeah.
Antoine, as a superhero movie person or just superhero stuff in general, is there ever a place for Robin? Nobody ever likes Robin. Anytime he's in anything, we don't really care for him. He's good in the Lego movie. That's the only
he's
time.
He's very good in the Lego movie.
He
kind of humanizes Batman. Batman, it's like he's Batman's little brother. Sometimes Batman's son, how he treats him.
Yeah, but he's just kind of corny.
Oh, he's extremely corny.
Yeah.
But in the real movies, he's perfect for Lego Batman because it is corny, and that's the whole idea. But in the real movies, it's always, why is Batman running around with this
child?
With this dude. Right, exactly.
There hasn't been a good representation of him on film.
I'm not sure if there can be. That's one of those ones where I just don't think they're ever going to pull it off.
I think you're right about that. One thing, his outfit, you can't really make that attractive. There's no way to make it appealing. Batman is in... I mean, he looks good.
Right.
Like, his physique, it doesn't matter. He could look like a turd. Put him in that suit.
Look up Nightwing.
Okay. Yeah.
Robin turns into Nightwing. That costume is more aesthetically pleasing.
Well, see, he becomes not Robin. Yes. That's the problem. Because when he's Robin, he looks like a Sweatin' to the Oldies video with Richard Simmons. That's the problem.
You won the argument. Never mind.
Yeah.
You're right.
We try things on this show. We sample them for you. Try to see what we're going to do. We try to do fun things. Like, for example, Monica floated the idea yesterday, and I say absolutely hell yes. She thinks she can become a power lifter.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I've been thinking about it a lot over the last year or so. So I don't know where I start.
What makes you feel that? Like, what happened? Like, I could do this.
At the gym. Okay. We work out at Counter Response. Okay. And I'm good with lifting weight, you know, and maybe I can turn it into something.
Watching Monica Brooks do a deadlift, Antoine, it's amazing. I mean, she can crush that weight, and she picks it up. The thing that's always amazing is she'll be over there and she's doing some weight that is way too light for her, and it's too light. You can see it. It's too easy. You're like, come on, Monica, push yourself. She goes, fine, let me try yours. So she'll walk over and you think, I'm a big strong man, I'm doing way more weight than Monica, and she picks it up as if it was a feather off the ground and then just throws it down and walks away.
That's disrespectful.
But it's amazing.
Do your own weight.
It's almost like she doesn't even know what she's capable of. And she says, I want to pull a car someday. And I feel like we got to make that happen.
Yeah, let's for like it. A charity event. I don't know.
We'd what
do
kind
something.
Of car?
I don't know where to start with it. What I should do.
We'll get on that. I'm not sure. So we need to try things. And then we put them on YouTube and you can watch a video. So yesterday was cheese coffee.
Yep.
Cheese coffee. I mean, that is a thing. So it's cold brew coffee. Mm-hmm. You mix it with cream cheese and heavy whipping cream and some other stuff. And the result's kind of surprising. Okay, right now, mostly the cheese is like hiding from me. It's running away.
I have a spoon.
Okay, give me the spoon.
Yeah.
I
need to get, oh my God, this spoon is so full of cream.
It's a thick.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. And it's not bad, right?
It's not terrible at all.
No, it's low carb actually too.
It's
good on a keto plan.
Oh boy, here we go.
Back
here.
It's not bad.
Because I tried to scoop down into where the cream cheese and the heavy cream are.
And the fact that it's like the calories are just so low in it. The carb, it's not terrible.
It's not bad at all.
I'm actually going to go with pretty good as my assessment.
Like I could drink, I would go to a cafe and order this.
Yes. See, we shock the world when we do these things.
And people have been asking about it.
You shocked Antoine. That's for certain.
I know. You shocked Zach. I don't like cheesecake. And this is essentially a cheesecake topped coffee.
I know. But people have been asking about it. Maybe this will be like something that Roanoke will start to, you know, grow to enjoy.
By the way,
coffee.
Roanoke and this area, Southwest Virginia, we have something that the rest of the country doesn't have.
That's right.
We have special access. We are the privileged, Antoine.
Okay.
I will explain at 7 o'clock, and we got to get busy on that.
Yeah.
Because we need to tell the world. The world is waiting to hear from us.
I'm excited.
So we will, I'll let you know what it is at 7 o'clock. We'll get to that. And again, you can watch the cheese coffee thing.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I believe we are going to try bologna and peanut butter sandwiches.
I heard.
Stop with the ick, because somebody says it's great. They texted into 52353. And DJ Flex has also texted into 52353 that Monica can pull the Flexmobile, which I think is a fantastic idea. That
That would pull some views right
there. Yep. DJ Flex has an awesome
rig. It's amazing.
That he DJs out of. Have you ever seen the Flexmobile?
I've heard of it, never actually seen it.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's this van, and he has it on hydraulics, so his DJ table rises up out of the top of it.
It's decked out.
And so you have music playing too.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. The speakers fly out of the side. He's got a whole video screen and all. Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, Monica's going to pull the Flex wagon. I love it. It's your Friday thing. We're excited about that. Zach Jackson here. Monica Brooks over there.
Hello.
She's got her scarf on, so she's classy. And so Antoine Wilson has been joining us this week.
Yes. Hello, hello, hello.
He's basically, you know, you're auditioning to be a member of the K92 Morning Thang.
Yes.
Nothing has been decided. We like you.
I appreciate it. I like you guys.
You, I believe, would fit right in as well because based on the story I heard about you with your food the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You are lacking in brain cells just like us. So
it was a fail. It was a fail.
Tell Monica what you did.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, some days, you know, you can't leave the office to go get lunch. You didn't pack a lunch or whatever. So every once in a while, like, we will order food, delivery to come. And so in this case, like, we order it and we ordered it from Panera. And like Panera is normally like on top of the delivery. Like they come before they give you that 30-minute window and they get there like 10 minutes before that window even starts.
Oh, they're on it.
Like it's on to it's perfect.
There is a Panera down the street from the radio station and those cars, zoom, then you see them go
right
by.
Flying,
with their little signs of flying at the speed limit, I'm sure. So, you know, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but it continues.
So I placed the order, you know, and so sitting there waiting. I'm like, all right, should be here in about 10 minutes. And this is early. And then now it's in the window where it should arrive, and it hasn't arrived. Now it's at the end
What's
of that window
on?
When it should have arrived, and it hasn't arrived. And now we're 10 minutes past the window of when it should have arrived,
this
and it
is
hasn't.
Not like them.
And I'm like, did Panera burn down? Like, I think I'm in a state of emergency right now.
What happened?
Because you're hungry.
I'm ready to call somebody to make sure everybody is okay because this isn't like them.
Yeah.
And then one of my coworkers, they're like, why don't you just check the orders to make sure maybe you put the wrong time? I was like, you know what? Maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it was carry out. I didn't even do delivery at all. I told them what time I would be there. So I let them down.
I'm sitting here thinking, we have all this food.
It's just sitting right there.
It's just sitting.
Multiple orders. Just sitting right there. And I'm just starving.
Dag.
Yeah.
The meat was going to waste.
It was going to waste.
It was going to waste.
I got the barbecue chicken flatbread. And now the barbecue's just sitting there.
Wow. And you do. You have to show up, and you feel a fool at that point.
So I didn't go. I asked the coworker
to
go.
Hey, can you go get that for us?
I was embarrassed.
I'll give you my chips.
You get off.
So he'll fit right in. We're going to actually do Rate the Ditzy later on in the show for fabulous prizes as well. So if you have something that's wonderfully ditzy and you want to share and you want to make Antoine feel better, 52353, go ahead and text in. That's great, too, when you're getting mad and then you realize it's not their fault.
It's your own fault.
Like, how dare they? I can't believe they screwed this up. Wait, I screwed this up.
I did
up.
That.
Never mind. Oh, my God.
Wrong button.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
There is a football game on this weekend.
I hear
there
that.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. Monica, I am told it is some sort of superior game to the other games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's teams playing? Who's playing?
Like the best of?
Like it's a super competition.
Oh.
And while it is not bowling, there is a bowl involved as well. Super Bowl. And even if you hate football, most people, you want to get together and enjoy. This seems like it's an American party day.
It is.
Yeah.
It's distinctively American.
That is right.
And it's a party day. I think that's what the Super Bowl to me is all about.
I almost started a party at your house yesterday. Started a party at your house, Zach.
Do tell.
Because Jared was sitting on the couch and he says, "So Super Bowl Sunday, what's the deal? Who's having a party? Was Zach having a party at his house?" I was like, I don't know. But I do know the details. I'm not having a party.
But you do know the answer is a hard no. There is no party at my house. And of course, I say all this. I'm like, Super Bowl party. That's what it's all about. And I'm going to hide at my house by myself.
Away from everybody.
Well, the only time it's different is when if you have a team in the Super Bowl, which I do.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots.
Always have a
team. I don't want to be at a party. I've done parties at the Super Bowl parties where the Patriots are in. It's not an enjoyable experience for me.
Right.
It's not an enjoyable experience for anybody else in the room because I want to watch the game. Monica does not care about the game.
Not at all.
She's going to make noise. I don't like that.
That's one time I left the game, went to Walmart. No one was in there.
I would lock the door. You would not come back in. You would not be able to come back in. You,
what?
Even if it was your house.
You locked me at my house.
You would not be able to come back in.
Yeah. So I much prefer, if my team is in it, I want to watch it, just me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just the family. That's it. My wife is out of town. It's really, it's me and the kids. We're doing that.
It's you, the kids.
I text with Patriots friends, and that's how, that's my little party.
All right,
party.
I'll call the five people I told to be at your house.
Your
tell
them not. I'll cancel that Facebook invite.
Party at my house.
Party
later.
At Zach's house. Woo!
No, there is no party at Zach's house. Right. Never a party at Zach's house. At least not right. No party. No party. But if you're having a party, we wanted to do some helpful tips for your Thang Hacker this week. So I have one I will share with you to start that was told to me by the Alton Brown from the Food Network. The great, the legendary Alton, Brown. Mm. And this was not like I read this. This was actually told to me by Alton Brown. We had him on the show once, and he offered this as a tip. But it was years and years ago, so I thought I'd pass it on again.
All right.
Because when you have lots of people at your house, what you really don't want to be doing is running around like a fool if you're hosting that party.
Yep. Yeah.
You want food that's good, that don't take a lot of time, a lot of effort, and you don't have to deal with it when people are there. You want it to already be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I introduce you to Potato Bar by Zach Jackson and Alton Brown. You roast a ton of potatoes ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
These are earlier in the day. You wrap them all in foil and you put them in a cooler.
Okay.
No ice, of course, in this cooler.
Right.
But they will stay warm in that cooler because it'll retain the heat and they'll all be wrapped in foil and everything. And then all you have to do is put out the little toppings for the potatoes. Mm-hmm. People go in, they grab their potato, they put whatever they want on it. Boom.
Sounds good.
Potato bar. There
I like
it is.
It.
Sounds very
like
simple for the host.
Okay. Antoine, your hack, please.
All right, so at most Super Bowl parties, you will have a Monica there, or multiple Monicas, people who don't care about the game.
Right.
That is fact. So,
and sometimes those people care more about the commercials or drinking.
Or making noise. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So talking.
What you do, the host of the party, before everybody gets there, you have a hat and you put slips of paper in the hat. Each slip of paper has a different company on it. So a Coca-Cola, a Mountain Dew, things that will come up in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When the guests arrive, they pick a slip of paper out. That organization, company, now represents them. Every time there's a commercial for that organization, they take a drink.
Ah, so it's a drinking, game.
It's a drinking game.
Okay.
Very nice.
Like a fun drinking
game. So then you won't leave and go to Walmart because you'll miss your drink.
All right, I'm bored. I'm going to Walmart. No. Yeah.
And you'll be
game.
Interested in everything that's
and
going
everything
on.
Everything that's happened. Yeah. Okay. You'll
I
be
like
quiet.
That.
Okay, now quiet on the set, please. The music is changing.
Oh my gosh.
Monica Brooks' goofy idea, whatever
goofy.
It is.
Goofy, this is going to help someone, but you got to start today.
You have to, okay,
you
so yours requires a lot of preparation.
You have to start today. You need a pipe. You also need some tools.
Oh, God.
And a trash can. Because this right here is going to help. Because when you have a party, people like to trash your house sometimes. They just like leave trash everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah. Beer cans.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, this is going to solve the problem.
Okay. So just to be clear, what equipment are we going to be needing
again?
You need
a pipe. You need your tool bag. You need a trash can.
Okay.
Like a
and this is for a party, not for a murder, correct?
This is for a party.
Okay. Because those are a lot of the same components that Dexter would use.
Yes.
Yes. Find a spot in your home that you don't really pay attention to.
Okay.
And you're going to drill a hole. From upstairs downstairs.
What?
And put a pipe down that can fit a can. And make sure that there's a big trash can in your basement.
Okay.
To catch the can. It's like a chute. It's a little can chute. So when people, instead of throwing their trash everywhere, they can just walk over to that little chute and drop their beer can. It falls into the trash can downstairs. There you go. Turn in your cans for, you know, some cents or whatever. Making money on top of it. It's a little beer chute. Do you see it? Yes, you do. And you have to start today.
You have made you have cut a hole in your floor.
In
yes,
the floor.
Down into your foundation. You have created a ghetto trash chute is what you have created.
It's a trash chute, yes.
In the floor
but
of your home.
If you're good at, you know, painting, or maybe you have your wife or someone is on Etsy, they can decorate the chute to make it look attractive, appealing.
I can't
in your
with
home.
You. I can't.
But
even look,
if someone's walking by, they say, "Oh, where'd
I
put this beer, man?" Oh, and they just drop it down the chute,
Antoine,
right into the downstairs trash can.
At the beginning of the show today, I made the comment that now the shoe's on the other foot. Like now it's my turn to audition. I don't know if I could spend every morning with somebody who has that kind of thought process.
What?
So for it's one day out the year. I have now just drilled a hole into the floor for one day.
Well, it's good for any other parties. You'd be like, all right, I already have this trash chute. Come on, people.
Why can't I just put a trash can beside the couch? Why can't I just move a trash can?
That's why the plates and stuff, like the, you know, paper plates, it gets full, starts to leak over. Beer spills.
Oh, wait, so I understand. So I'm clear. This is only for cans.
Only for beer cans. That's why I said you'll make extra money, because it falls into the trash can and people turn in their cans. They're, you know, little.
So it's even worse because it's only for cans.
Only for cans. You don't want to clog up the chute with a paper plate.
I feel like my chute is clogged up right now. I don't even know. Okay.
I want you to take that idea right there. Mm-hmm. I want you to hold it in your hand, right? And in your other hand, I want you to put another idea in it, a similar idea. Take both ideas and throw them in your trash chute.
It's going to help one person, though.
That's all it's going to help.
It's going to help the one.
If you feel helped by that piece of advice, we would like to actually get you help. So please reach out to us and let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Yes.
This is going to surprise everybody, but Monica has not won a game this year.
What?
With that thought process, she has not been able to pull off a victory in any game. I was so rooting for you today to finally end this losing streak.
And my thing had heck just ruined it.
I just don't know. I don't know what to root for.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
So confusing. That was that was legendary right there. I might have to cancel that segment because I just don't know how it gets any more unusual than that. I don't know. I feel drunk. I don't
know what happened.
That was so confusing.
I feel like I took a nap.
Yeah.
I feel like I just woke up from a nap.
I feel like
was
I
that
might
a dream?
Be just, maybe I'm sleeping. I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming. Monica's thang hack of drill a hole in your floor. No, you know what? You tell him.
You explain. You don't endorse. You don't like. Okay.
I'm not saying. I just,
all right. Well,
I
think you need your tool bag. You need a pipe, and you need to find a good area in your home, as well as a large trash can. And you're building a trash chute in your home. Or beer cans.
A can hole.
A can hole. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Just a can hole. So it's the size of cans, but nothing else. And it drops down into your basement to collect in a can. Because why couldn't you just have a can? A trash can? I don't know.
A trash can right there.
I don't know a lot of things. Text 52353. Poor Monica. 52353. Cut the hole, and if you're in an apartment, even better. Now it's your neighbor's problem.
Now that's clever. Now I'm on board.
Yep.
Now I'm on board.
Shout out to Doug in Pilot. He says, I don't hate that idea. LOL.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
She'll surprise you, Antoine.
I am surprised.
Just when you least expect it, I think she might win this game because I don't think she has a single brain cell left. Right
I don't
now.
Know.
There's nothing in there.
I told you, I don't know what's going on.
She's delirious. She had an asthma child last night, so she had about an hour's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She just came up with that.
A hack that could help someone out there.
This segment has constantly been recommended by people that we call it two hacks and a whack. And I feel like
that fits perfectly.
Warning, you could damage your home. So just be careful and get the measurements and stuff.
You could damage your home. You're drilling a hole.
Just make
in the
sure
floor.
You know they
you
are.
You could.
Yeah. And also caution. If it's an apartment, please check with your neighbors also. It's very important. Yes. We're going to play the lightning bolt. Monica has not won in
I haven't won.
We don't know. Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, your choice. You can team up with Antoine or you can team up with the creative soul that is Monica Brooks.
I think I'll take Antoine. Yeah,
yes. Oh, gosh.
I love the inflection in their voices when they pick.
Micah.
Yeah.
All your hope is relying on Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
deep breath.
Yeah. I wouldn't cash that lottery check just yet. So we'll see what happens. Watch, she's going to win. This will be the time that she wins.
I know.
15 seconds. Antoine, your choice. First or second in the game?
I'd like to go first.
Okay, first. Ooh. Monica Brooks. And I say this with love. You get out of here. Think about what you've done. Oh, my God. Okay. 15 seconds. Everything carries over. It's two rounds, so all the point totals matter. You each get the same ones. Antoine, here we go. 15 seconds in the category of crimes.
Burglary, theft, exhibitionism, nudism, stealing, hit and run, staying at the meter too long, not paying a parking ticket, not showing up to court, kidnapping.
Parking ticket, I believe, is a misdemeanor. Does that count as a crime?
Yeah, it's still
also
a crime.
Nudism is not a crime. That I know.
In places that's not legal, it's a crime.
Yeah, but the nudism is a way of life. You would get the public exhibitionism, which is what you had already said. So
all right.
I'm giving you 7 on that total. Seven. Let's go ahead and get Monica back in here.
Yikes. She's good at crime, so come on back.
Get her in here. He got 7 to start
good.
In this round.
Not good.
This could be her day.
This is you.
I don't know.
You have confused me. You
Monica.
Set me up.
Yeah, you've met. This is what it was. This is all a mind game. She has set you up the entire week for this moment right here. That's what she's been playing possum. She's been playing possum the whole week. 15 seconds, Monica. Crimes.
Stealing, killing, shooting, robbing someone, taking money, grand larceny. Ripping someone's hair, scratching someone's assault, battery, assault and battery.
battery, I mean, it's assault and battery. Those are two different things. So you got 8.
Oh, my gosh.
You are in the lead.
Oh, boy.
Antoine, go to the sound chamber.
Leave.
Oh.
He's never been behind.
I know. I was going to say, has he ever? Do you know where? Oh, well, yeah, but she still won.
Yeah. Okay. But he has never been behind in round 2. So he is now gone. Monica? This is the category that you're going to take it with. This is an immediate fork you to Antoine, who we found out just yesterday does not love cheese.
Oh, I know. He's a hater.
He is a hater of cheese. And the category is kinds of cheese. Go.
A Gouda, blue cheese, Swiss cheese, white cheddar, yellow cheese, American cheese, runny cheese, cheesesteak sauce cheese, nacho cheese, Mexican cheese, feta.
Okay. I'm going to give you Mexican because it is a bag of shredded that you can buy. So you got 9, which is, it's only okay. I thought you could do better on that. Oh. Runny cheese. I mean, come on.
Come on. You need more sleep.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Antoine, come on back. Let's do it. Let's see what we got. She got 9.
Wow.
So her total is 17. You need to give me 10. If you tie, you win. Or it'll be the first victory for the entire year for Monica Brooks.
Wow. Pressure.
Are you ready?
Pressure.
This category is a direct fork you to you, Antoine Wilson.
Oh, God.
Kinds of cheese. Go.
Gouda, Swiss, shredded, American, provolone, cheddar, melted.
No, it's variety.
Gouda, provolone, for American, fried, don't.
You lose.
Did you lose?
You got 5.
You got 5?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't even look. I didn't want to look at you.
Ah!
I didn't want to look at you. I just wanted the game to play. That means that Micah is a winner because I just won the game, Micah.
You did?
Oh my gosh. Micah, do what?
Micah, a miracle has happened.
What?
Wow.
Girlfriend, what just happened?
I know. I heard. And you know what? I'm so excited.
Look at this.
Yeah, you should be excited because now
everybody listening should go buy a lottery ticket also because this is the luckiest day in the universe. What is going on today?
This morning.
If you survived Monica's thang hack for your Super Bowl party, welcome. Thank God you made it.
Here.
Text 52353. Who let Monica reproduce? LOL. Here's somebody adding to your suggestion because if you missed if you missed it, seriously, Monica actually did go on the radio and say for your Super Bowl party, drill a hole in your floor.
Be careful, though.
Put a pipe down in that hole that is about the size of a beer can.
Yeah.
Put a trash can in your basement, and then you can drop cans down into the trash can.
There you go.
No other trash, just cans.
Just cans.
Just aluminum cans and nothing else. This person has suggested that you extend that pole all the way to the ceiling so you also have a stripper pole. So
there you go.
Of course, then you got to go upstairs to throw your can away. And earlier, Monica suggested that she could pull a car.
Uh-huh, I did. You were talking about powerlifting.
And JJ in Roanoke says, you know what? I think she could pull a car because that hack is something you'd expect from some meathead testosterone pumped up gym rat. So.
There you go.
The K92 Morning Bang trending top 3. Number 3.
And he did say, ha, 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 so that makes it okay. In the trending, it's 1 because we have access to something the rest of the country, the rest of the world does not. We're very special. We're lucky. We have access, and we're going to have to take advantage of it here on the show. 3 trending is pizza because it's Friday, and we all like pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pizza Friday.
And it's the Super Bowl, and lots of people do pizza. Pizza Hut, if you're 9 months pregnant listening right now, cross your legs till Sunday. And then give birth right at kickoff.
Okay.
Right at kickoff time. And,
Because you will get free pizza and tickets to next year's Super Bowl to the family of the first baby born after kickoff through their contest.
Wow.
And you have to do what every responsible parent does, is the minute your baby is born, run to Twitter, tag Pizza Hut, and hashtag Pizza Hut special delivery.
I mean, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah,
you can't go to social media.
Yeah, you have to. It's very important.
I mean, if you're there to witness, you're probably like, I don't want the pizza just yet.
Yeah, like, I'm not hungry.
Yo, but want to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Number two
trending, Liam Neeson says he will continue to do action movies until it's completely ridiculous at his age.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Because how old is he? Probably.
He's 66 years old.
66.
I was just using this as an excuse to sort of talk like Liam Neeson.
I thought it was Sean Connery.
Oh.
I wasn't sure.
You don't know Jesus. Nobody asked you.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I have a very special set of skills. I will hunt you down. I will kill you. I will stuff Gouda down your throat. Talk over me when I'm being Liam Neeson.
But Liam, Liam, if you're still going to, if people are still going to watch.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he might not do it.
Sylvester Stallone's doing another Rambo movie. He's 72.
Yeah.
Do it until you don't get paid to do it anymore.
Uh-huh. What's interesting about Liam Neeson is every movie is Taken, but with a different theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all it is. Either. He did Taken, and then he did Taken on a Train, and then he did Taken the Snowplow Driver.
Taken on a Plane.
And in a plane.
Mm-hmm. And Taken on a Plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be taken everywhere.
Just taken. Taken
just,
all
maybe
around
just
the
be
world.
Taken to a restaurant.
I've been taken.
Number one.
And that restaurant will be Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. We have a very special set of menu items here in Southwest Virginia. Virginia's Blue Ridge. All right, I'll stop. That's enough.
We do actually. KFC is number one trending for this area. If you are in Roanoke, Lynchburg, NRV. Now, I know it's definitely in Roanoke.
Yep.
People in Lynchburg and the NRV will have to let me know if it's for the KFCs there, too. But we are one of the exclusive test areas for this beautiful Cheetos sandwich that I show you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With extra tasty crispy chicken on it.
Okay.
And then a whole mess of Cheetos as well. KFC is testing this out, and they are testing it in this area, North Carolina and Georgia. That's it.
There you go.
All right.
So that's pretty cool.
The world needs to know.
Yes, I think
they rely
on
us.
Right.
I think
we should try it.
I feel like we need to hunt down some of these sandwiches and try it out because the rest of the world wants to know.
What's all on? Is there a sauce?
Let's
special
see.
Sauce because you can't just have like a
did you say
know,
like
crunchy, yeah. crunchy, crunchy, crunchy,
extra crispy chicken filet, mayonnaise, Cheetos on a toasted bun.
I'm out.
Mayo.
No, you're in. You have to be in.
But mayo.
But what we'll do for you is, I feel like for Antoine to up the ante and make it more interesting, is we'll have one sandwich with mayo, one without, and then we'll blindfold you and you have to figure out which one to eat.
That would be terrible.
Terribly awesome. That you're right. Thank terrible. You. Cool. So we'll do that next week on video. Is it out yet? If you're at KFC, I don't know if it's started yet and we can already get it. And if it is, we have to do this next week. Yep, and you have to play mayonnaise roulette. That'll be part of the game for Antoine.
Fork you!
Fork you! Who or what needs to be told fork you? We've covered Monica Brooks and her suggestions already in terms of we're telling you fork you.
Yes, yes.
Got a lot of fork yous?
Yes, but I am going to allow you to free it up for the weekend as well because that's what you got to do. You can text it in, you can call it in, you can do all that because you want it's a person, it's a place, it's a thing, whatever it is, it needs to be told.
Hey, I'd like to fork Monica.
Oh, well, my God.
Well.
Happy Friday to you too, Tommy. It's a wake up. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're live, okay?
Good morning.
Fork you!
Okay. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Antoine, go for it.
I would like to say fork you to my first grade spelling teacher. I've held on to this forever.
Wow, this is a long time.
Yes. So she made us stand up in front of the class and do spelling tests, but she didn't give us a heads up that it was going to happen that way. And so I had already like practiced like figuring out how to spell words and memorizing like the letter combination, but you don't get that when you have to stand up. I don't have that muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And so I was the first one and I bombed it.
You bombed
terribly.
Oh, no.
This is first grade.
It was first grade.
So did you expect it to be on paper or something?
Yes,
instead?
It was supposed to be on paper so you can think through it. It's not in front of this was before like
that's
I was
not a spelling bee. That's a spelling test.
I know it's a spelling test, but she treated it like it was a spelling bee. Because like she made me stand up in front of everybody.
And what was the word that you bombed on?
That's funny you said that. The word was bomb.
Oh.
Bomb.
Yeah.
And
what's your teacher's name?
B-O-M. Is that what it was?
No, it was, how did I spell it? No, it was BLM. Yes, it was BLM. And her, mm-hmm. her name was Miss Sellers. She's
Ms.
not a teacher anymore. So she retired.
Miss Sellers.
Miss Sellers.
You ran her out.
And ever since then, I've always said that first grade teachers are the worst teachers just because of that. But it's not true. It's not true.
No. Shout out to my son's first grade teacher. Miss Mabry as well, because she's awesome. So
there you go. Okay.
You,
see, sure. There you go.
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you, Monica. I'm going to give you the floor in a second. And right now, I'm going to say fork you.
Fork you.
To Selbo.
Selbo.
Selbo. I suffer from Selbo.
Selbo with your, mm-hmm. your phone?
And this is actually Monica's fault, because she gave me Selbo yesterday. I have this little, it's sort of a tennis elbow thing in one of my arms.
Right.
It's my left arm. And I have figured out that it is Selbo.
Right.
It is
the real thing.
Talking on my phone. It is. I'm not a person who enjoys talking on the cell phone at all.
Yeah.
And it's the action of holding it up to my ear that causes my elbow to get sore. So I try to minimize the amount of time that I'm on the phone.
And I talk
Monica
a lot.
Talked a lot to
I
me yesterday.
So you had to hold your phone up. Mm-hmm. You know who else suffers a lot from Selbo?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Does she?
Yeah, she gets Selbo every once in a while.
Well, I got Selbo. I hung up the phone, and it was an actual soreness. As I said goodbye, I could feel it flare up, and it hurts right now.
How long
well.
Was the conversation?
Too long.
It was too
obviously.
Long.
Obviously.
It probably was like 5 minutes.
That's
like,
yeah, it's way too long.
It was 40. Thank you very
oh,
much.
Oh, wow. I don't realize I talked that much.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even at one point, I put you on speakerphone and just put it down.
And I just still go,
my arm hurts so bad. All Monica right, Brooks. Right.
Fork you. Fork my coffee because the first sip was cold.
Ooh.
The first sip. How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's just the maybe it's the weather. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But in my first sip, it wasn't hot at all. It was just cold.
Ugh,
you know how you order hot coffee?
Yeah.
It needs to be hot.
Yeah, I hate that when you order and it comes warm-ish already. Yeah. I'm a hot coffee person. I know some people, they don't mind when it gets too warm.
I don't. I'm one of those people. I don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, but I like the first sip to like kind of burn my lips a little bit.
I want the last sip to kind of burn my lips a little bit. So that's why I drink out of one of the insulated Yeti cups, because I want it to be so flipping hot all the way down to the end.
When you get nervous when you take the first sip, mm-hmm, I like mm-hmm. that kind of heat. You know where it's like, I'll prepare myself because it could burn. Ooh,
yeah.
But I didn't get that.
And that first sip, that's the one you're really supposed to enjoy mm-hmm. more than any. And yours was ruined. Shame on that sip. Let's get Dustin in here. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey,
Dustin. He's like, I'm going like, to build up the anticipation.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you, Dustin. Take it away.
I like to say fork you to all the gas vehicles that take up the diesel pumps. There's only two diesel pumps.
Oh, okay. So you're a diesel individual?
Yeah.
And their big butts are in the way.
Take it up my pump.
I don't live the diesel life, so
no.
I'm very unfamiliar with
like
the whole
pump
situation.
I don't like beside people because I feel like it slows down my pump.
That's interesting. I treat gas pumps like I treat urinals in public bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if I can
you pee
put
all
it,
over them.
If I could put a gas pump in between us, I would.
Award season.
Ooh.
It is now. Monica has the appropriate classy scarf on.
I do have my scarf. It's cold, so I'm like, I gotta find a scarf. I told Jared, why don't you put on a scarf?
A scarf.
And he said, no. He said, I'm not going to wear a scarf out. I'm like, why not?
You're
guys
trying to dress
can rock
your,
it.
You're trying to dress your man up like Drake. Is that what this is?
Oh, does Drake rock it?
He probably does. He seems like a scarf guy.
I can see it.
Your husband's not a scarf guy.
Not at all. Not at all. But I was like, but it never hurts to try out something different.
So you would
with a
like
scarf?
To see your man in a scarf.
I just want to see it to see if it's if it looks appealing. If he looks hot with
I am not a scarf guy.
No.
I don't think I have the head for it. I think my head is too tiny. It makes it look like a little nipple on the top of my body.
The right scarf, but you don't see a lot of guys with a scarf on, right? Do you see a lot of dudes walking around with a scarf?
I find it's a lot of douchey guys or festive guys that are very fabulous. A fabulous individual can rock a scarf
mm-hmm.
all day long, but I think you need to have the head for it too. Dwayne The Rock Johnson could be a scarf guy. Because he's big. He's got
he
big,
could.
You know, me.
Jason
again,
Momoa does it.
Uh-huh.
He looks great in a
right.
scarf.
I can't do it because I'm a little bit shorter. And again, my head is tiny. So then my head looks like it's a nipple or a zit being popped off the top of my body.
Oh, God.
Because of the scarf. There are top moments of the week in here somewhere, I swear.
Okay, yeah.
So get to those. Yeah, scarf Man. Is, it's just, not, I don't think, what's your husband's neck status? Is it a long neck? Is it a short neck?
It's a long, strong neck.
Okay. Then he could maybe do a scarf.
Because I think you also need a long neck.
Mm-hmm.
You need a giraffe-like neck that allows you to scarf it up. Top clip number three. I told this story of not buying the Saturn. It was all about team building. Remember we're talking about team building activities? And team building activities are just not for me. It was a memory of my youth. I always feel like when I am in those situations, and this is throughout my entire life, when they start doing those activities, I start thinking to myself, I need to find a new place to work. Like, that's what I start thinking. When I was 18 years old and I was purchasing my first automobile, my new car, and I mean, you know, daddy helped me, I'll confess.
Yeah.
So we go, and it was between a Toyota and a Saturn, the now defunct Saturn, and that's not here anymore. And then we got it down to those two cars. And we were sitting at the Saturn dealership. And I believe at the time, Saturn was winning this battle of who was who we going to buy from. And we were sitting there. And while we were, somebody purchased a Saturn.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden, someone who worked there said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to make an announcement. We would like to welcome Tina McTina," whatever her name was, "to the Saturn family." And all of the employees rose up, gathered around her in a circle, and they started going, "Saturn, Saturn, 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 Saturn." And my dad leaned over to me and he said, "Let's get the bleep out of here." That was his quote.
"We gotta go.
Not having it.
Sorry, son.
Don't be dancing around. You little Saturn cult dance."
Yeah.
Probably had goat skin pants on.
Well, it was team building. Hey!
Yeah, I don't need to be built on that team. That was top clip number three. Top clip number two. He was one of our favorite callers in a long, long time.
He was so chill and cool.
Not that we don't love other people who call into this show, but ladies and gentlemen, Glenn was a new level this week. Mm-hmm. We appreciated Glenn. So just the real quick backstory is we had someone on. They were dealing with an issue with one of their friends that they wanted to do a girls trip, but they didn't want to invite this one friend because she's always high maintenance. Yep. She's always causing trouble, and they wanted to leave her out, and was that okay? Glenn had some very blunt, tough love advice.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at, depends on how good of a friend she is.
She's a great friend. She's a best friend. She just ruins a trip.
Then you say, "Look, we need to have a powwow.
Okay.
This is a situation we're in."
The powwow is my favorite.
"I've had friends that I've been straight up with them."
Yeah.
"And look."
Now, Glenn, you know what?
You're being over dramatic lately. "Is there something going on with your life that you really need to tell us?" "And I really need to talk with you about this. Now, we're getting ready to go on a trip.
You're annoying. You're out.
Just this time.
See, now Glenn is doing, I gotta cut him off for a second because it's very helpful advice for a group of men.
I was gonna say it's different for guys because hey man, we need to have a powwow.
Right. Like yo, look, could you shut up when we go on this trip? Okay, you know that's.
I enjoy Glenn.
I love Glenn. It. Glenn is awesome.
The powwow.
Glenn's the best.
That's it. Hey, we need to have a powwow.
You know, we almost need to have a new segment on the show called The Powwow. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm writing.
There's something there.
I'm writing that down. There's something there. Top clip of the week. Insulted right to my face by my closest coworker. You're supposed to have my back.
I know, and I don't know how this happened.
You're my left-hand lady.
I vaguely remember what happened, actually.
Insulted right to my face, right here. We were talking about how being bald, men who are bald are more confident and all those things. And here we go. So my head it has a decent shape.
Right.
I'm saying how I couldn't be bald. And here's the reason. So my head it has a decent shape.
Right.
Where I believe at this point I can't do the bald thing is my complexion is very, very pale.
Oh, so you look like powder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my eyes are also, I have dark circles. So, pause. You would think that's the insult. It's not. I accepted that. That was a correct statement. I would look like that guy from the movie Powder from 15 years
running
ago.
Running in the field and electricity hits him.
I was not insulted by that. It's a harsh statement, but it's true. Okay, we continue. It would,
And when
I'd
you have a
like
bald
powder.
Head, you got to have some swag behind it, too.
Oh, you're saying I don't have
swag?
I just said you had a flat head.
Thank you.
I did not say that.
She said you were swagless.
I did not.
I'm swagless.
You're not swagless.
You are lack of swag.
It's a certain, a certain swag.
I get
swag
it. I see what you're saying. I look like a lame, plain cop.
I get it.
Yep. No swag.
I didn't say that.
You said we got to have swag to be bald.
You got to have a certain swag with the bald.
And I don't have that swag.
You know.
Nope. You. Right to my face.
You did not say that. Oh,
how
gosh.
Could you?
Totally agree, Tommy.
I don't text you anymore.
Me neither.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, potato.
Potato,
potato, potato. Potato, potato.
Me versus Monica Brooks.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? Monica's lost everything this year. I would have felt great right now had you not won the lightning bolt at 6:45, because now I fear that you're on a roll and you're going to steamroll right over me.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Yep.
So let's get our people in here and then we'll explain the game. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, Kelly, would you like to team up with me, Zach Jackson, or the Monica Brooks?
I'm going with Monica this morning.
Oh, man.
All right.
I know. She wins one
time.
See
what I can do.
Everybody has faith in her. Kyle, it's me and you. It's boys versus girls, okay?
All right.
All right, fantastic. So, it is a category. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it is. We put it in the K92 Morning Thing official poop hat. We pull it out.
Yep.
And then you start giving an item in that category. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. 20 seconds. Whoever is left holding the potato is the loser of the round. It is three rounds. Are we ready?
I think so.
All right. Now, Monica, since you did win that other game at 6:45, I will let you pull the first category out of the poop hat. So go ahead.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Real Housewives.
Oh, God. Real Housewives.
Kyle.
The Countess.
Nene.
What's her name? Teresa.
Portia.
Camille Grammer.
Bethany.
Angela Bassett?
Candy. And Angela Bassett is not a real housewife.
What an unfair category. Oh, my God.
That was a tough one for
you.
Wow. I know. And you were really looking out into space just like...
I'm actually amazed I got as many as I did.
You did. Yeah, you got some.
Wow.
The Countess.
All right, that's a point for Monica. Okay. See, she's on a roll now. What happens?
I haven't won yet.
No, but I'm not feeling good after that category. Good grief. Okay, here we go. Annoying things bad drivers do. I will start 20 seconds. Here we go. They stay in the left-hand lane and they don't get out of the way.
They beep the horn.
They don't use their blinkers.
They give the finger.
They talk on their phone.
They yell out the window.
They eat soup.
They throw out their cigarettes.
They drive too slow.
They drive too fast.
They they've got those.
Zach, what did you do?
I was terrible.
I think you were the one to put that in the hat.
It was.
That category would belong to you.
I couldn't even come up with it.
Man, did I just win the game?
I see, and she doesn't even. She rubs it in by not. She goes. She asks questions like that. Did I just win?
I just win. The game.
Man. Kyle, I'm sorry. That was a pathetic performance.
Okay.
No, it really isn't. It was not okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Kyle, I'll do better for you next time.
You're hearing Monica.
And it was Little Nicky that did it. I don't even know what year that was. But when that movie came out, I watched it. I said, I'm done.
And Zach.
A hot dog is technically a taco.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Now, we have unofficially kicked off the weekend.
Yep.
But at 9 o'clock, we will officially kick off the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
As with the awesome foursome, four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life.
Get a little bell, I think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You got some good music coming your way.
I won't give away all of the songs, but I can tell you this, Monica. We are going to go from both the window to the wall.
What?
What? What?
Yeah.
I say
Yeah. That's it.
That is just one of the songs that will be in the awesome foursome in 30 minutes. We want to get you fired up, get you pumped, get you feeling good for the weekend, Super Bowl weekend, all those different things. We're a couple weekends away from the Bitter Mixer.
Yeah.
Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke, Saturday, February 16th, 8 to mid. Hottest Valentine's Day party in Virginia's Blue Ridge for the single peeps, hosted by K92's Freddie Mac. So it's free to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're surrounded by like-minded individuals who want to just hang out and have a good time and not deal with relationship baggage. No one texting them, asking them, when are you coming home? Free gifts for the first 100 in the door. Music by DJ Flex. Noah Magnifico on the picture. Sexiest man and woman contest. It's like having bait up there.
Yeah.
You're fishing.
Like, hey.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to be like a wingman or wing lady for your friends.
I'm going to be a chicken wing man on Sunday. That's what's going to happen for the Super Bowl. But Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke, Saturday, February 16th. With your K92 home of ditzy and dumb individuals.
Oh, gosh.
Like myself and the mystery of the Screech.
You said that you were going to be a superhero. You were going to jump into action.
I did. I thought I was going to have to save an individual or a thing or whatever it was. I'm going to get some appropriate music here because I want it to be all scary and mysterious. But if you have something that you would like us to rate for your ditzy, we do have a prize. We have Big Lit Comic-Con tickets. That's going on next week at the Berglund Center. I've got free food from Mockadoo's. I got a brand new location in Vinton. So either one of those, you can start calling, texting, all those things. We have some texts here from earlier. Here's somebody. They spent 3 hours last night installing fans on their computer case.
Uh-huh.
Should have been about a 20-minute job, but they finally got it completed, only to find out backwards. They installed the whole thing backwards.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so things like that. Wonderfully ditzy about you. The mystery of the Screech. Monica, yesterday, I rose to do this job.
Yep.
And I went outside, and I heard a screech.
The screeching noise from
this screech would happen. And then it would stop. And then it would happen.
The
heck? Then it would stop. It was very cold yesterday morning.
Freezing.
And I thought maybe a squirrel was in distress or a bird, because that is sort of
possibly
what it sounded like. The crying because it was so cold out.
This is early in the morning.
This is very early in the morning. So what do I do when it's that early in the morning? Nothing. I go to work. I don't have time for this thing right now. I cannot do that. I return to my home, Monica, and when I exit into my driveway, what do I hear?
That same noise.
Okay, this thing is seriously...
You got to check it out now. It's
this thing
day.
Needs to be helped. Mm-hmm. This is an animal in distress. It could be a neighborhood dog. I'll even rescue a cat. Because it's cold, man. So there is probably something going on that needs to be helped. The sound is coming from the bushes of my neighbor's house. What creature has crawled into these bushes and needs my help?
What could it be?
Well, Monica, I found that creature. And that creature was their gas meter. Their gas meter was making a noise every time it would turn because the heat was pumping.
Yeah. Just the meter.
Yeah, you know that little meter when it cranks? Something was squeaky on theirs.
So
squeaky meter.
Did you sprint
meter.
Over to your neighbor's house?
I mean, I was walking over there looking around for an animal to see if, you know, some rabid raccoon was dying.
So one of your other neighbors probably noticed you. And
sure.
So why is he sprinting over and checking out their meter?
They're used to it by now. He's a fool. They know those things. So, yep, just a screechy meter. Your turn. Rate the ditzy.
Superhero mode.
I did. I was in superhero mode, and all I'm doing is rescuing the gas company.
I will save you, meter.
Yes. Wonderfully ditzy thing about you.
We're all ditzy.
Really, it was inspired by Monica this week.
Yeah. Well, we have work emails back and forth. And Zach, you emailed me, and you said that you were jarred awake.
Yes, it was.
What was the email? It was something. Like
I can tell you what it was, because we'll we go through our day and we tell each other what we did or what we were thinking, because there's topics in there, so many topics.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even see them because you're just living your own life. And somebody else might look at the events of your day and say, oh, my God, this is a topic.
But I looked at your topic and I said, what are you talking about?
Right. Because what I had put, I was taking a nap and I was jarred awake by my dog. I have a beagle and she has a very loud bark, and it was excessively loud and it scared me. It jarred me awake.
And I'm like, what? Because I'm like, why was he hanging around with Jared?
Her husband, Jared.
I read jarred as Jared. And I was like, so why was he hanging out? Why did he wake Jared? Why was Jared at Zach's house?
Because Monica's husband, Jared, does spell his name J-A-R-R-E-D.
E-D.
There's two R's.
Yes.
So he's jarred.
Yeah, he's jarred.
And she does. She writes to me and she goes, why are you talking about my husband?
I was like, was he at your house for some, when did that happen?
I said, darling, that's the word jarred.
Yeah.
That is not Jared.
Oh,
that's not on any
level.
That's
a ditzy moment, though.
Let's say good morning to Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind, Evelyn? What'd you do?
My son was about 1.5 years old, and I was changing his diaper, and there were all of these tiny black little what looked like bugs in his diaper.
Oh, my God.
So I was panicking, and I called the doctor, and she said, okay, well, just save the poop and bring it in and bring him in. So I've got it in a bag.
Little stool sample.
Yep, these are the things parents have to do, sure.
And then I call my husband, and I tell him what's going on. And he reminds me that we fed him kiwis yesterday, and that they are kiwi seeds.
The little kiwi seeds.
Yep.
Yep.
That was it.
Right, and here you are thinking your son is pooping fleas, which is just a, it's a terrifying prospect.
Oh my gosh.
And you
my baby.
All right, we got to get Evelyn a prize because she had to go through that poop delivery system only to embarrassingly find out the thing. That's when you eat beets and then you go to the bathroom the next day and you forget and you start panicking.
That's scary. That's some scary
stuff. And I want to shout out this one texter because she's pregnant. Dropped her phone. Spent a good 10 minutes looking for it, walking back and forth, pulling my hair out, trying to figure out where could I have put my phone. Turns out her phone was right there in the middle of the floor, but she could not see it over her huge pregnant belly. So there you go.
It happens.
It does happen. Lord knows what else is going on underneath that thing.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
Adam Levine and Maroon 5 are doing the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. The press conference was canceled the other day because they didn't want people asking him about the Colin Kaepernick thing. Found out because Adam Levine did do a little bit of an interview. He didn't cancel it. He said the NFL canceled the press conference. They said, go ask them. I would have talked. I wouldn't care. But he is talking about what it's like to play the Super Bowl halftime show and taking into consideration just being under that microscope.
When you look back on every single Super Bowl halftime show, people just can't. It's this like insatiable urge to hate a little bit. I'm not in the right profession if I can't handle a little bit of controversy. I silenced all the noise, listened to myself, and made my decision based upon how I felt about it all.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Maroon 5 fan at all. It's just not my music, but I hope they put on a good show.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm sure people
they'll give their opinion.
People, I am confident there are people that ready their tweets of how it's lame. They have it now, and they just hit send when the show actually starts.
They have the finger ready.
They'd say, worst halftime show ever. And then,
yep.
I think
send it out there.
They've scheduled it on Hootsuite already. They have it, and they're ready to go. Remember that audio we had? So Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger just got engaged. Mm-hmm. That's Arnold's kid.
Yep.
And Chris Pratt, you know, from Guardians. And we had an old piece of audio of her rating all the Chrises, Evans, Hemsworth, Pratt, all of them. And she chose Chris Pratt as the one. He had never heard that clip before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody played it for him. This is him reacting.
Did you know about that?
When she said Chris Evans, I my heart sank, and then she rescued it.
Rescued
you guys
it.
Just made that. You just made that.
No, I swear. This is from 2 years ago.
That is crazy.
Talk about foreshadowing.
Wow. That's so sweet. I literally have never seen that before. So thank really you for showing me that. I'm really moved.
So as he creeped out, he said, wow, like, oh.
It
sounds creepy. He said, oh, wow, never heard that before. Now it makes sense of how this all happened.
Yeah. Mm. I know when you hear stories where someone says, I knew when I was 8 years old I was going to marry you. And you think, whoa, wait, what? You've been plotting this for all those years?
I fell into your trap?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Especially when it's ones where I was 9 and you were 17, but I knew when we got older. I'm like, it was cold. I don't know if you noticed that. So there's all sorts of goofy news stories and everything. They sent this reporter in Michigan to go. There's a town in Michigan named Hell.
Oh.
Just so you know. All right. That's the name of
it. So they have a running joke
about it freezing over, and they talk to all the different people that live in hell.
I am so going to hell to find out how cold it is
that's
there today.
Border.
I'm standing on one of the lakes in hell. So yeah, not only is it a cold day in hell, hell has frozen over.
It's a brutal day in hell. It's colder than hell.
Must be the Lions are in the Super Bowl because hell's froze over.
We love it down here. You know, we feel like we got our own little slice of hell.
That guy I like at the end. His own little slice. This is a good story out of the cold. She's awesome. She's 82 years old, and despite the fact that her entire family tells her to cut it out because she's too old to be out in the cold, she's been manning her snowblower and clearing everybody's driveways for them.
Yeah, be careful. Someone save that lady.
Oh, my God. She's Marlon Downing, 82 years old. Kids have been begging her to stay inside, but she just reminds her of her old Harley.
I was waiting for the snow. I think the engine sounds like my Harley, maybe. Because it's even colder than it was yesterday. They think I'm crazy. Yeah, I know. I like being outdoors. Big warm gloves. That's how it's done.
K92 Morning Thang, Monica, Zach, and you joining us always on the text and the live video feed and all those things. We certainly appreciate you. Monica and Zach. 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 Monica and Zach and Monica. Thank you to Antoine as well, who was here this week. Auditioning to be the next great member of the K92 Morning Thing. Auditions are still open.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to K92radio.com.
$1,000 signing bonus as well as an actual career on this show.
It is a real job. You don't just get the $1,000 and be like, yay, I did a week and bye.
If you think you're better than Antoine, good luck. We like him. He's pretty good. So
we enjoy him.
Yeah, so we'll see. But this is not a done deal. He still needs to sit down with the big boss.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you never know what happens.
You need serious music for that.
The big boss.
Yeah.
So it all could go wrong at that point. Or he may balk at the $17,000 a year that he may be offered. Who knows?
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, but they still have an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to try out for the show. Go to K92radio.com for all the details.
Monday is International Zach Jackson Day. Mm-hmm. Don't go to work. So says your king, Zach Jackson.
Because
it's the day after the Super Bowl. You got to take the day. Of course, you got to take your own personal days because I have not been able to make this a national holiday. I tried to
get it. You can't write a note?
No, and I tried to get it on one of those. You know when you go to those websites and it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day and that stuff? I wondered about those things. I said, how do you get those days?
What do you do?
I mean, somebody's got to like apply or whatever. And there is. There's an application, and I think you pay like $40 or something stupid like that. And then you go on the list.
Yeah.
And then it can be International Zach Jackson Day. However, it cannot be International Zach Jackson Day, unfortunately.
Why?
Well, apparently it can't be named after a person in any way unless it's an act of Congress.
Now I need
an act of Congress. So please contact your local congressmen and women and let them know that we need International Zach Jackson Day.
Yeah.
And yes, I could have renamed it Don't Go to Work the Day After the Super Bowl Day.
That's not fun.
But that's not my day. This is my day.
And that doesn't sound good.
No, it's stupid. Yeah. International Zach Jackson Day is better. It asks more questions. So I'm celebrating it.
Do it.
Win or lose in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Because either I'm hungover because I'm happy or I'm hungover because I'm sad. So it's very important. Kids, don't be like me either. Monica, do you have anything over there?
Strong moms, please, you know, just nominate a strong mom in your life. Go to K92radio.com for that as well. You can win an awesome prize for the mom in your life.
Yep. Every Monday is Mother's Day on the K92 Morning Thing. Now, this Monday, Mother's Day has been canceled because it's International Zach Jackson Day. But the following Monday, remember that. Honor those strong moms in your life. K92radio.com. You miss anything on the show, you can always get it on our podcast. Mm-hmm. It's in iTunes, or just open up your K92 radio app. You can also, if you have the K92 skill on your Amazon home speaker, you can listen live or do the Morning Thing. It is on there. If you want to watch the video of us sampling cheese coffee, that's on our YouTube channel, so go get that. Next week, we are going to inform the world what that Cheeto sandwich tastes like at KFC.
We gotta try it.
We're the test market.
And, I mean, KFC is right down the road.
Exactly. So we're going to do that sometime next week because the world needs to know. We'll make Antoine play mayonnaise roulette because he hates mayonnaise and it comes with mayonnaise. So we're going to blindfold him and make him figure out which sandwich to eat.
Good.
Will it have mayonnaise or not? God, I hope he picks the mayonnaise one.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be terrified regardless, which will be fantastic. He might have to put mayonnaise on both of them.
Ooh.
Who said that? I don't know. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye. Behave yourself.
Toodaloo.